I was so dumb, but I hopped on a plane and almost drove right back to the 541.
So welcome to the podcast. I would like to start us out with our new feature on the podcast, and it's brought to you by thinkjinx.com. Look what I got this week from our boy. Some little homemade. This is like salmon dinner. And it's not just like so it could be used as a topper or just like a wet meal by itself. There's that much in here. And I've been using it as like dual toppers because I got like the regular dry food. And then it's got like a resealable thing on top. And so you just open it up and do half in one meal, half in the next meal. And the boy is happy. Getting a little chunky. I'll say that. He's still getting his exercise, but the boy is getting a little chonkers. So
the resealable is always a nice feature on things. Nice? Some things just haven't. We just allow society to not have resealable things on some, you know, useful everyday items that people use. It's just shocking.
Slow cooked in small batches, like your mom. All right. And our new segment is, what fake injury news will King break this week?
I don't know why I'm getting tagged with breaking the Jordan Davison thing. I did not do that.
It's so funny. You, no, you didn't do
it. I heard it. I didn't do it.
Yeah. No, you were.
What message boards were you in that?
No,
someone
it is. It is
of?
An old rotisserie baseball league board. This guy, he was like 3 for 3 last year.
Okay.
I won't delve any further into that.
But if the Corey moves boards and just like regurgitating stuff to us. And
No.
Okay. Oh, God.
No. Well, I mean, you saw what I posted on the Duck Rising board this afternoon or this evening, right?
Yeah,
yes,
I did.
Yes. Yes.
The ATV injury?
The ATV thing. Yeah. So
I mean, where there's smoke, there's fire.
Listener, if you have no idea what we're talking about,
this all started yesterday.
Was it yesterday?
Tuesday night.
2 days ago, King dropped a thing on our Discord that was like, absolutely don't believe any of this, but DeCorian Moore apparently broke his arm in practice today. And I told him immediately to fuck off, as one does.
Fair.
Yeah, totally. And that I hate him.
Fair.
Also fair. Yep.
Yep.
And then sort of like as the night went on, it was weird because Oregon posted pictures of him at practice. Like they did a video. Lanning was like super jazzed in the press conference after practice. And everything seemed like everything was fine. And so then nothing. And then it turns into yesterday, the next day, Zachary Neal, USA Today reporter, reports that Jordan Davison, in fact, broke his collarbone and is going to be out the next 6 to 8 weeks. And we're like, oh, that's so there was smoke and that's what the actual fire was. Okay. Still no confirmation that DeCorian Moore is okay. Not in any practice or anything like that. But then as the day goes on again, so you're sort of like, well, Rashad Samples was interviewed and said he had a really good practice. So what? And then Oregon on their Instagram and their socials post a video of Jordan Davison literally running the football and pictures of him practicing. So we're like, what? And so then
one's weird because he's I feel like he's more or less plugged into the program, Zachary Neal, right?
I know.
Like I've seen like he seems highly credible as
a good reporter.
Yeah.
I
don't feel like he would have got that info from someone he didn't trust.
Are you saying he didn't get that info from
baseball league? I don't think he got that from that. That might be something you look at and then maybe you talk to someone you know and be like, hey,
that's
I heard
one,
this.
That's, you get three sources, right? That can be one of them. like it's
definitely.
Hey.
Oh, it definitely yeah. is.
Twitter, rotisserie baseball message board, some Instagram DM. That's three, bro.
Is Frog still Frog down on campus? I think he counts as credible.
So he then comes out later and is like, yeah, so I, you know, Jordan Davis in practice today, Rashad Sample said so, so I guess whatever. He didn't actually like apologize or say anything like, hey, my source was messed up, like I don't know. Like again, Ski, like this kinda tells me that there is credence to the idea that Dan Lanning dropped this somewhere and in the hopes that it would get reported on and he could find out who in his program is leaking information.
You're trying to tell Lanning is going mob tactics with it here?
I think
to
Lanning might be going mob tactics.
Flush out the rat? That's what we're doing here?
Well, again, because we're talking Neil, who is generally like a trustworthy source here. And so who did he? Yeah. And maybe it's a high
why?
Level dude. Maybe it's a
why?
High level dude in the program who's leaking this stuff.
Why though? What? Who cares? Really? I mean, I know Lanning is one of those stupid, just fucking coaches that I'm not going to really, I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to release any. I'm not going to lose any kind of small edge. Like there was a small chance of me thinking for a second there, like, oh, maybe he actually did break his collarbone and they put him out there in pads and like took a snapshot of him because he's like, I don't want Boise State in 4 weeks getting, I want them preparing that Davison is playing.
That would be amazing. Well,
that kind of shit.
That would be
just
amazing.
Yeah, speaking of long cons, there's a fucking Lanning long con. And it's not full, it's not that unbelievable to think Dan Lanning would pull that shit.
I would
shit.
Almost respect that. That's like, that's next level subterfuge.
Yeah, because at the time I put it into the Discord because King broke, I love how I use that. King broke the.
Yeah, you got to put your DAC, press, your the press, DAC, the press thing yeah, in your hat, dude. Yeah.
Man,
okay. Extra, extra. I put it in there. It's like, oh, who would you, right now, who would you rather lose, DeCorian Moore or Jordan Davison?
Neither.
one of them has to break an arm or
what's the actual scuttlebutt here, King, that like DeCorian was in an ATV accident in May and like is just now sort of able to catch passes and practice and shit like that? Is that
is the scuttlebutt? I don't put my journalist cap on,
your rep.
You know, I don't put
put your rep on that.
I'm
one?
Not putting my rep on the line for that one. Yeah. But I will say, you know, an all-terrain vehicle accident, not out of the norm. No. If you paid attention to, I don't know, Mateo, Evan Stewart, you know, even DeCorian. Yeah, they got a lot of posts with ATVs since the season ended. So, you know, I don't know. Maybe you just hit that. He hit that dune a little too hard and snapped a bone.
Yeah, this is good. This is good from Booble. We're getting King bombs in the Discord.
I'm not. These are not bombs. I'm just. I put like a great disclaimer on it. And you said it, like, do not believe any of this.
You did. Yes.
I should have said it's coming from a rotisserie baseball board that I don't even play in anymore. I just still have login permission.
You got to get your scoops somehow.
Like, you know how old this board is when it's not fantasy baseball. It's rotisserie baseball.
We're getting screenshots from a rotisserie baseball board. You got to love it.
I mean, you got to love it.
I went to the coast last weekend, and we hit up the casino in Lincoln City, and they have sports betting there.
Chinook wins.
They had girls little league softball games on the TVs there. So if I was going to throw down money and watch it, it would have been like betting on that. So I chose to abstain and just lost $100 on the slots instead, but you know, it is what it is.
Definitely not as cool.
No, it's a really, like, I was telling my kid that too. It's like, it's a surefire way to just lose money. Like, you go into that situation just knowing you're going to lose this money. This is the money I'm going to give to them today. Let's see how long I can make it last. And
Or yeah. or you spin it up. Blackjack. Craps. Yeah. You could spin that up.
I wanted to do the roulette thing. I wanted to just like throw $50 on red or whatever, but they didn't have that going. So I don't know how many places actually do roulette anymore.
I would like to say almost all casinos do, but so. Apparently not.
I didn't see it. Yeah, so
I think roulette in like the smaller casinos, slower casinos, does close down earlier.
Okay. Well, craps usually, because craps takes three dealers working the table.
Sure.
Or at least two, if not three. So it's
craps was definitely going.
Yes.
But because you mentioned you were at the coast doing like a bro weekend, right?
Yeah.
So this last weekend I was in Sun River doing what used to be a bro trip, which has morphed into like a, you know, family trip type thing, right?
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And this is just a good way for me to segue into a new segment called You Want to Know What I Think? You Want to Know What I Think? Brought to you by thinkjinx.com. You want to know what I think? I think if you're at a resort, and a resort that has bike trails very visibly and just like obviously posted on both sides of the road, yep. no matter where you go for the twisting, turning 10 miles, 9 miles, 20 miles, whatever. But there are bike paths on both sides, and bike paths that are so pedestrian biker friendly that they outlaw any e-bikes, e-scooters, anything, right? I think when that's the case, you should, as a biker, and I'm sorry, Tyson Alger, you're going to get offended by this because you're a biker, okay? Bikers need to fucking ride on the fucking bike path and not take up the entire road when I'm looking, going 9 miles an hour for 10 minutes while three bros are splayed out on a road as I'm coming back from the river. I think you should take the bike path, you fucking assholes. I don't care. I think America, probably too car dependent. But you want to know what? This resort town has made it bike paths so available to you guys, and you're just clogging up the road. Get off my road. I'm in a death machine. You want to get your lungs exercised? Go on the bike paths. They're right there. I can see them on both sides of the road for the entire time, bro. No one cares about your quad work. No one cares. Get off the road. Cars are here. Use a bike path if you're on a bike. That's what I think. That's what I think. Brought to you by ThinkJinx.com. ThinkJinx.com for all your dog and now felines dietary needs.
Have they gotten to the like rodent game? Gerbils, hamsters, ferrets? Gotten to that game yet?
I don't think they have an investor named Kip yet, so I think the ferrets are a little
far.
The ferret's not happening yet.
You're barking up the absolute right tree with that. Like there is nothing that annoys me more than somebody on a bike in the middle of the fucking street. There is literally a fucking bike lane
on
made
both sides
just for you to
for
ride in.
You
prick. Like, you inconsiderate fucking prick. Get out of the fucking road. God damn it.
Are they like Bend where they have bumps and roundabouts as well?
We're past the statute of limitations for this, King, but like you and I, like you did a short stint there too, but like back when I worked for Pony Express, like I would have like the soda container next to me, right? With like the cans of soda. Mm-hmm. There were two or three times when I literally would open my car window and throw a fucking can of soda at one of them.
Just get out of the road.
I yell at them, get the fuck out of the road. And if they didn't get out of the road, I'd throw something at them. Like bro, I'll hit you in my car. I'll be allowed to because you're in the fucking street. You have a bike lane right there.
I could not believe how many times they all three looked back and were just like, nope, one's on the right, one's on the left, one's in the middle. If a car is coming onward from the left, the guy got towards the middle. And I'm like, get a clue. Just let me pass you. Yes. Just please let me pass you. It's rude.
Insanely
it is
rude.
Yes. It's so rude.
How old did you say these people were?
Oh, they were in their mid-30s. Like, they were bros. Like, I know they were 19 Coors Lights deep, you know? These weren't bikers, like, in full-on, like, the weird speed skin gear.
Bros riding the bikes that were in their garage.
But they were, riding expensive bikes, like, you know, like, they weren't, like, you know, beach cruisers by any stretch. So they, I assume they are, like, real bikers. But I was like, guys, please, just move. I just want to get past you. No dice.
I think you just blast by him.
Well, I couldn't.
Well, you get up on, you get into the left side, you know, into oncoming traffic, which puts now two cars in jeopardy.
I had four children in my car. Two of them were not mine.
You got to teach them a lesson about dealing with bikers.
Yeah. Well, you shouldn't have heard what they were calling the bikers.
Get in the other lane, and then, like, instead of going in front, just sort of, like, edge them off the road slowly. Yeah,
yes.
I believe
it's one thing different if, you know, if there's not a bike lane, yeah, where else are you supposed to ride your bike?
Right.
By the way, the sidewalk.
But the whole time, I'm like, I can see a bike lane on your left and on your right the entire time. Get off the road.
You didn't say that to him? I would have said that to him. I would have said, hey, there's a bike lane right there. I literally would have said it to him.
Again, two of the kids in the car were not mine, so I was being a little more polite than I would normally be.
Yeah, I get it.
Yeah, so, you were asking something earlier.
Was it like, did they have, like, the street?
Oh, yeah, because, like, Bend is nothing but, like, speed bumps and roundabouts. Oh, is God. That little community the same? Because
I mean, Sun River has a few, for sure. But that drive, like, it depends on how you get to Bend from, like, the valley. Like, if you go from Sisters to Sun River, oh my, what an insufferable drive. You get into Sisters and you have to immediately slow down because everyone has like a cat on the leash to walk across the street, a parakeet on a leash to walk across the street. So if you've been through downtown Sisters, it's like 12 feet, but it takes you 40 minutes. And then you get through Sisters and you get through Bend, and it's nothing but nonstop roundabouts until you get through it. Oh, it's an insane part of the state. It's an insane part of the state.
Thanks, Kotex.
And like, listen, if you know how to use a roundabout, like, I get that it's probably better than just full on, like, stops and stuff. I got it. But no. It's a tourist town. People don't know how to use them. It's atrocious.
What, are we fucking British? We shouldn't know how to use them. Fuck roundabouts.
Yeah, it drives me insane. I lose that fight with the wife every time we go to Sun River. She's like, let's drive through Sisters. I'm like, or hear me out. We take Highway 58, take that little cut through in the summer, hit Lapine in about 2 minutes, and just speed.
I mean, who doesn't want to drive through Oak Ridge? I mean,
I love Oak Ridge.
Oh, who doesn't?
Who does?
Yeah, they got the
A&W.
They got I think it's called the Sportsman.
The Sportsman.
Diner.
Yeah, the Sportsman.
The Sportsman.
They got Dinks, the little convenience store.
Get a
right
big
the last
stack time. At Sportsman and some and a white monster at Dinks, because they don't sell any colored monsters at Dinks in Oak Ridge.
White only.
That word doesn't fly anymore, King. You can't say that. Colored.
Whatever. I think it flies in Oak Ridge. When you're in Oak Ridge, it flies.
Is that place named after Dwan Riggs or whatever?
Dink.
I will, because we were all thinking, oh, we're going to be seeing a lot of Riggs with the quote-unquote injury news we saw.
Riggs.
I will promise you this, there is zero times I will ever call him Dink.
Ever.
I'm sorry. Ever.
Other than like when we're, you know, making fun of it.
No, Dink is terrible. Okay, so when you hear Dink, do you think of nothing or just like the acronym?
Dual income, no kids.
If Ski is the epitome of a Dink, and he still hates it.
Yeah,
I hate it.
Well, it's stolen valor. Like Ski's like, no, you can't be this. I'm actually.
Oh yeah,
this.
Fuck that. Yeah.
No, but I agree with Ski. Speaking of Ski's other half, did you guys see her get absolutely ratioed by fucking Pat McAfee? Okay.
Control your girl.
No.
She wanted to dive into that world. Welcome to Twitter.
But here's the thing.
Wait, say what happened. Say what happened for those who don't know.
So Pat McAfee on, I don't know, Tuesday, I guess.
Yeah.
Was hosting
the Patriot Games.
The Patriot Games in Cleveland
with Trump,
which took two kids from every state, high school kids, and did whatever, right?
Yeah.
So he did the photograph with the president and blah 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 blah, and all Ski's girlfriend posted was, "Okay, is it time to cancel Pat?" Mm.
That's it.
Not Pat McAfee. Mm. Didn't at Pat McAfee.
Nope.
Didn't at the show.
Nope.
Didn't at the Patriot Games.
Nope.
Didn't at the president. Didn't at Don. You know, we didn't at anyone. Just put. Is it okay or whatever to cancel Pat?
Could have been talking about former M's manager Pat Murphy. You know,
could have been talking about. Yeah. Pat White, former West Virginia quarterback.
Could have been talking about it's Pat.
Could have been talking about it. Could have been a Knicks fan going, Patrick Ewing, your time is up, you know? Yep. Whatever. Fan. Pat McAfee, again, this guy is now worth like hundreds of millions of dollars, right? But that does not preclude people. And this is the common thing, like, well, what are you worth, loser? And it's like, well, you're not worth what he is either. So what a stupid comment. That was a loser behavior. He searched out like five or six people, just random people that didn't at him, nothing.
Just search the name Pat.
Searched the name Pat and was like, blah, 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 blah. And by the way, buy my album, Mysteries of a Disheveled and Misunderstood Elementary School Kid, coming out August 13th. And it's like,
amazing.
God, dude, amazing. That's fucking loser behavior. That's loser behavior.
Tremendous,
like, I'm sorry.
Loser behavior. And by the way, the comments to that were not nice to him. So, like, you know, a lot of that has to do with, like, the Trump part of it, but.
Sure, but it's just like, Pat, dude.
Be better.
Like.
Well, also, my only thing to her is, how have you not, she doesn't care. She doesn't watch anything Pat McAfee or anything like that. But if anyone that's seen McAfee, you kind of know where he sides. I mean, he has Aaron Rodgers on all the time. He loves UFCs from fucking Pittsburgh.
Hates
the Fauci. I mean, you could kind of guess where you leans. I mean, he's not super vocal about it, but still, you know.
You know.
It's like,
But in her credit, like in her defense, she didn't put his last name.
No. Or at him. Mention him. Like
that fucking dork searched out Pat.
No.
Like, come on. Come on, McAfee, be better.
I would be saying this if it wasn't your girl, Ski. Like, that shit is soft.
Like
that's real soft.
It's one thing if, like, people in your mentions, okay, you climbed into my dojo. Like, you know, I got tens of millions of followers. Yep. You came into my mentions.
Yep.
You're just floating a passive aggressive. Again, without the last name, dude, be better. Like, that's lame.
Yeah.
And granted, like you said, enough. There were a lot of people calling her the worst person in the world and terrible names and blah, blah, blah. But there were a lot of people being like, Pat, you're a dweeb, man.
Bro. Yeah.
This is how you're pimping an album no one cares about, by searching your first name. Be better. You're worth $272 million. Whatever it is. Oof. Be better.
Good thing. Booble said he did the same thing with Zack Snyder. What do you think is the worst fan base to have to come after you? Fucking DC Snyderverse or McAfee?
No, it's Snyder, without question.
It's Snyder over.
His fans are trash. And they are like toxic trash. They will find you and attack you if you say anything. Like Snyder Bros are like crazy. As somebody who, like, big Batman guy, obviously, like, as somebody who, like, just is occasionally online looking at Batman stuff, it's like, do not put yourself in that situation. Just don't bother. It's not worth it. They will find you. Gross. Just gross. Hate to see it. What else we got? So Portland meeting with the Blazers meeting with the city tomorrow, right?
Before that, it's basketball related.
Okay.
And it's been like 3 weeks now, and I've kind of sat on it and marinated on it.
Oh, baby.
Marinate.
Yo, oh, hey, yo, see. Freeze those eggs.
Sit on
that. Sit on that while you freeze them eggs. But I've kind of been thinking about it. And there was some big NBA news about 3 weeks ago. There was a big transaction with a 40-some-year-old guy. And Ski, I got a question for you. If you're on a guy's trip, or Braga, this is an open-ended.
Yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I just did this.
You're going golfing. You're going, you know, you're going fishing. You're just doing a guy's trip. What's a thing you would buy from the store? It starts with an S and ends with an R. It's a drink. It's slang.
Scissor.
Not
it
scissor.
Doesn't end with an R.
Yeah. Does not end with an R. Your grandpa probably had one of these in his garage fridge.
I was gonna say sarsaparilla. No, that's
no,
an R.
No, no, it's a starts with an S, ends with an R. There's an I, an X, and an E in there.
Sixer.
He's a sixer.
A sixer. Yeah,
you grab a sixer.
Grab a sixer? Oh, boy.
It just dawned on me LeBron James.
LeBron James got the six-pack.
Is a sixer.
Yeah.
LeBron James is going to rescue a woe-be-gone, cold, desolate, angry, ugly, nasty, disgusting city. A city that has not won a championship as... I don't know, maybe since the 2008 Phillies. I don't know if you can name another championship a professional team in Philly has won. I don't remember one. I don't. So he's going there to rescue a woebegone franchise. And people are mad at him.
Yeah.
People are mad at this guy.
Wow.
Our king. We may be a democracy, but we are still ruled by one great king. The NBA said, hey, LeBron, pick a team. We can't do our schedule until you pick a team. And you want to know what he said? He said, wait. He said, not on your timeline. I'm on my timeline. And you want to know what else he said? He said, step outside, summertime's in bloom. Stand beside the fireplace. Take that look from off your face. Because you ain't never gonna burn my heart out. And so Sally can wait. We're watching Bron play as we're walking on by. They got nothing but Rocky Balboa. Mike Schmidt, what did he ever win? Charles Barkley, who is somehow the arbiter of winning as a fucking all-time loser, Charles Barkley. You want to besmirch the king? You want to besmirch the guy walking into your town and is going to do... You want to know what, LeBron's going to do? LeBron is going to do what LeBron always does. He's going to win a ring, baby. He's going to win number five. He's going to carry Jaylen Brown, Joel Embiid, Clarence Witherspoon, Eric Spoon. Snow, Dikembe Mutombo, Andre Iguodala, his past foil. He's carrying them all to a ring, gentlemen. That's what will happen. He's a prophet. He's the king. And I have the worst Chinese jersey I've ever bought in my life. It's all polyester. It's the worst thing you've ever seen. I was going to put it on. It's so scratchy and itchy. It's terrible. I can't wear it. I was going to try and hang it from the rafters and do a gimmick with the rope. It's too thin. Attacking right through it. The worst $12 I ever spent. But you want to know what? I'm gonna be in the Spectrum in June waving my terrible towel for the king. Let's go. Let's go.
That's
a town PA. Hey, Scranton. Hey, Joe Biden. This ring is for you. James Franklin, this ring is for you. Bryce Harper, you loser. This ring is gonna be for you. Jalen Hurts, you've never won nothing. Sixers, the city of brotherly love. Ben Franklin, throw your key to a kite. Let's go. Was that Ben Franklin? Did he do that?
The electricity thing?
Yeah.
I think so.
I don't know. Hey, Josh Shapiro, you can't be president because no one likes APAC, but that ring is for you. Let's go. Sixers, Sixers. Airplane Joss, you won't remember the ring. You won't remember it because your brain scrambled. This ring from the king, it's for you.
I like the stars along the side of that. That's high quality Chinese jerseymanship.
It is. Yeah. It's very good.
That was I thought that was going to get more bordering on the Bill Burr Philly rant. You guys got a statue of a fake person when Joe Louis is from your city.
Yeah, that was back when Bill Burr was like cool. Remember when Bill Burr was cool?
Is he not cool anymore?
He just got old.
He's not cool.
So you can't
just
be
too grumpy or what?
Well, he did the Saudi comedy show thing or whatever that everybody.
Well, everyone did that.
Gave shit for. Yeah.
Not Shane Gillis, speaking of Philadelphia. Shane Gillis,
that's for you.
Steve Gerben, season three of Tires, Herbie. Coming out tonight. This ring is for you.
Need a Howard Dean yell at the end, says Booble. Please clap. Please clap. Yeah. So, King is one of those guys now. He goes. He is now a Sixers guy.
Always been.
Okay.
Everyone knows him from Happy Valley, Pennsylvania.
You've always supported Embiid and the you got to trust the process. And that process.
Trust the Bronces.
Trust the Bronces. That's
trust the Bronces.
10 years after it starts, or whatever, you eventually get LeBron James in his 40s. That's
Listen,
the process.
He
That's
came out
the
of Kansas.
Goal now.
What's going on?
What are you doing?
What are you doing? This roster's old. Joel Embiid.
LeBron James.
Curious.
Jaylen Brown can't use his left hand. Okay. So staying in basketball. we got some stuff happening this week with the Blazers. It's not really going to mean a heck of a lot yet, but like the city is moving forward. But essentially what we're finding out is like neither side really has a heck of a lot of leverage on each other, and they're just going to have to like sit down and actually talk it out and figure something out.
Oh, you mean what we said from what was said from the very beginning?
Yeah.
So, right. That's
okay, so they're gonna start doing that apparently, like tomorrow, right? So the process officially begins. City meeting with the Blazers to work.
I think Dundon actually might have been saved a little bit with the news of what Kushner and was it Bob Iger buying the Lakers?
Yeah,
like, I think he's kind of going to get brushed aside and like as new hatred of owners.
I was gonna roll into that. So like seemingly out of fucking nowhere, the Lakers get bought by a Kushner and Bob Iger. Like what?
Well, after I don't know, who was the owner before that just bought him like last year.
This is the bus family, right?
The Dodgers owner.
Oh, that's right. That's
Walker, right. Welker,
or something like that. Yeah, but he's under like federal indictment all of a sudden, and now is selling the team, and
like,
it's kind of
very
and then
quickly.
A,
yeah, very
then, like,
quick
a,
how it happened.
And then he made a couple bills,
two,
but
$2 billion profit. Yeah,
but one still, you don't buy a pro sports team to flip, right?
Not in a year.
No, I mean, he was kind of probably forced because of this.
Billionaire with a capital B like that.
Yes.
Like, who is able to own a sports team is not phased by making $2 billion on a transaction.
And not just a sports team, one of the premier, like the only other ones maybe say Cowboys, Yankees might be the only things worth more money than the Lakers.
And the Knicks by default because of New York.
This very suspect that all of a sudden he gets federal charges, you know, coming after him, and then a Kushner-Iger combo buys it up quickly.
Can we just, like, in a matter of a few months, we've had a Kushner buy EA Sports and turn it from public to private, and a Kushner buy the fucking Lakers. Like, can we stop, like, acting like the Trump family is doing anything but fucking profiting on this presidency? Like, they don't care. Like, they're just making money, and they don't care. It's like, stop acting like it's not happening. Let's just, like, honest with ourselves here.
I feel like there's a non-zero chance that, like, this was bought for Trump once he leaves office. And like, yeah, this I'm the owner of the Lakers now. Because he's always wanted a sports franchise.
I think he has his own deals with governments that he has now.
That's not prestige, like this other franchise.
I think it is.
I mean, it's monetarily better, but
I think you have deals with like Russia. I think that's more prestige than the Lakers. Personally, I guess. Like in our world, it's huge. The Lakers, obviously, but like
we saw a scrappy guy from fucking Philly beat the Russians. I don't think you think the Russians are as prestigious as you think.
Talking about LeBron in the 2008 yes. Olympics, right?
Yeah,
yeah,
of course,
beat those Ruskies.
I was trying to think of an actual Russian NBA player. I could not.
Radoslav.
The surrounding countries have a bunch of them. Yeah.
Yes, they do. But actual Russian player.
Potapenko?
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I just noticed this from Booble. King been a Ben Simmons guy from way back. Yeah.
Bring him back. Hey, Simmons is talking about coming back.
Yep. Trying to come back?
Yep. Get that ring,
hey Ben,
baby.
Hey, Ben, this ring is for you.
Oh, yeah. Andre Kirilenko. Was he Ukraine?
No, he was Russian.
Oh, is he Russian? Sure. All right, there's one. All right, then we got
The story was that his wife, who was also very Russian, was like the hall pass, you know.
Absolutely. That was famous because they went on Oprah and talked about it. Remember that shit? Like, and she was like, yeah, I don't care. Like, it's our agreement. He can just go on the road and have sex with whoever he wants.
Whoever he wants to
fuck.
I don't care.
I'm his wife. I have a very nice life. I have a lot of money. Like, I don't care. Like, and Oprah was like, what? Like, no. No. She's like, yeah.
That
dude.
Is an interesting one, though. You know, I mean, NBA players can get almost any tail. I mean, they're billionaire athletes.
Yeah, of course.
Kirilenko is a different breed of, like, random chick. Like, are you fucking Kirilenko?
Yes.
I mean, there's probably something erotic about someone who just speaks English in broken Russian.
In broken Russian.
And it probably sounds kind of erotic. We're just like, I break vaginal wall.
And he's a tall fucking basketball player, like professional athlete body. Like, who's saying no to that? Like,
it was no Mehmet Okur, but you know
who is
off those Jazz teams.
There's layers to this ski. Yeah, I mean he's you know 1A and 1B. You know, like Kirilenko's up there. He was up there. I wonder what their life's like now. I'd be curious for like a follow up. Did she go back on that when he retired? Like, it's like, okay, I'm locking.
He's not making money.
Now.
He's not making money now. So you gotta.
Are they still together even? Like, yeah. He's no Darko Milicic. Yeah. Good point.
They're still married. They're still married.
Good for them, man. Yeah. What's the drama? Like, you know, if that's on the table, like, where's the drama come from? You're good.
Man, he had some bad hair for a bit.
Yeah, that's why I'm saying he's not a fucking looker, and he's all, I mean, prototypical looking Ruski.
He does look Russian. I mean, he is Russian. He does look Russian. Yeah. Timothy Mozgov. Are they Russian too?
Fucking Knicks legend Timofey.
Yeah.
That's awesome. Where was I? What was I doing? We were talking on the Lakers.
Blaze.
Yes.
No, Lakers.
Lakers too. Like, it just is a... It's weird. Like, it seemingly came out of nowhere, and...
That's what I'm saying. Usually there's... You hear the teams up for sale. You hear some scuttlebutt on who's putting in bids and stuff like that. This was kind of just like, oh, this guy sold it for, what was it, like $12 billion?
Yeah, and it's like, how are we feeling about a Kushner running the most prolific basketball franchise on Earth, and also the company that makes fucking college football video game and Madden and FIFA? And
was he trying to get, he was the one that was trying to buy the World Cup, right?
Get in on it,
like, yeah, like, yes. Take over from, yeah.
I do love in all the articles, if you read it, there's like, some of it is more prominent than the others, some of it's just throwaway lines. I'm like, well, this Kushner is a lib.
Sure.
Yeah, sure. Yeah.
Never heard of him before the sale, so I have no idea. I just think it's a funny delineation they put in there.
That's a good point, because I hadn't heard of this one before either. So this is like
but he's got billions somehow.
Push. Yeah. Yeah. How did he become a billionaire? Weird. Yeah. By being a super lib. Uh-huh. Totally. I bet. Yeah. That's how it works.
You're saying he's not doing rent freezes in his buildings? Is that what you're saying?
Not ma'am Danny anything.
Yeah.
Ma'am Danny. Oh yeah. AOC.
On the market.
I mean, she has a type too, bro, and it's
you.
It's me.
It's you and Booble.
It's actually me.
And Swoosh.
Hey now.
I will say also, I hadn't brought it up, but like, your mustache is just looking extra handlebar-y. It just,
yeah.
It's just down here now, a little deeper, a little wider at the base there.
Some purpose. What do you think? Yeah, thoughts? Is it good?
The Barry Weiss stash. I like it.
Okay. You guys like it? Or are you just pointing it out, Ski? I'm going to need a verbal confirmation.
I mean, it's, yes. Yes.
Thank you.
I like it better than the stash I was rocking. Just right there. Sure. Yeah.
No, I made that decision. I'm not going to go all the way down. Like, I don't want the Fu Manchu or whatever.
With the soul patch.
This is like Sam Elliott. Like, this length right here, right in the middle. It's the Sam Elliott. It's getting pretty bushy too. I don't really trim it. The only place I trim is like right, like on the lips, so it doesn't like hang over a whole bunch. But other than that,
borderline erotic. Woo. Where do you shave your bush?
Hey, whatever AOC right wants me to do, what? I'm doing.
Whatever she wants.
If AOC wants me to trim that stash, I'm trimming the stash, guys. If she wants a full beard, I'm going full beard. I will worship at the feet of AOC. I will be her hoe if she wants it. Whatever the hell she wants, whatever she says, I'll do it.
Did you guys see that she released her financial report today?
I didn't. How's she doing?
Interesting.
Would she benefit from a dual income household? Is my question to you, Ken?
From being a Dinkle, apparently not. If you've paid attention to the news, no. But yeah, it's very funny because it's like, well, I have $5,000, you know, in checking, $15,000 in savings, $50,000 in student loans, $17,000 in 401k, blah, blah, blah. People are like, well, just can't trust a government official who's just like us. How disgusting. This person has debt?
What?
Well, we're just so, you know.
She clearly doesn't know how to balance the books. I mean, look at her books.
Yeah, she's a bartender, guys. Yeah, she's used to making tips, right? Like, she doesn't put anything away. Yeah.
It's just very funny that we're now in the point where it's like, you got to be a billionaire to be in government. I don't trust
only
someone.
Trust people who, have money.
Yeah. I don't trust someone with student loan debt.
I think that's why Ma'am Danny won.
Granted, she's very clearly paying that off as low as she can because her interest rate is probably like 1%. And
for sure.
he throws it in dividends and whatever. But
well,
it's just,
she's working on it from the inside with Bernie, trying to get rid of this student loan debt. Like,
gotta be honest with you guys, I think they've given up on that one.
I think they have too.
Yeah. Yeah, well, I haven't seen Elizabeth Warren out in front of a banner for a few years. I
haven't seen her do anything at all.
I haven't seen Pocahontas in a minute, got to be honest.
Yeah.
Last I seen her, she was kneeling in a daishiki.
God, was that the last time we saw old Lizzie War?
Old Liz?
Old Liz.
Yeah, so anyway, just putting that out in the universe. If she... apparently, I'd be a sugar daddy to her, like, which is... Which is weird because I'm broke as a joke, even with dead grandma money. Like, we're in a very similar situation, I gotta say, and I didn't expect that. But
I will say I will
AOC. Let me just say I will attack those frozen eggs with a vengeance. Just let me tell you that. Just so you
easy.
Know.
Yes. Easy. I'm pulling the reins back.
With
easy, big fella.
I ain't, by the way, like I'm not trying to have a kid at 44. Fuck that. Fuck that.
It's the trend now.
It is. All these like Hollywood women having kids in their late 40s and shit now. That is insane. That's insane. Whatever.
So you tip your cap to like Pacino having a kid at like 78.
Do what you want. Yeah, but it's like different. It's like different for women, right? It's like, it used to be dangerous, and
well, I mean, they got to carry it, so yeah, well,
yeah, no, but like it used to be like risking their life.
There's celebrities, a lot of surrogacy, and
the chances of it like actually carrying to term are super duper low the older you get too. So, they're making it happen. They got money.
Good on them.
Good on them. Yeah, maybe they inject some stem cells into that too. Mm. Whatever works.
Get some dead fetuses into those living fetuses. It's what we need.
Talk about ironic. Uh-huh. from a lefty lib. Am I right? I smell hypocrisy, AOC.
You sounded a lot like a Kushner. Super lib. Okay, anything else we want to talk about? We got Jaden Daniels. We got Tony Romo if we want. We got Debo. Debo's a Niner again, so the Niners are going to win the Super Bowl. Like, you know.
Can I get one grievance thing off real quick?
Yeah.
Another one?
Yes, another one.
One more thing.
So like 3 weeks ago, whatever, you know, when NFL content started cooking up and they were doing like your top quarterbacks for the 2026 season, and I didn't have a problem with anyone who put Mahomes at 5, 6, 7. Mm-hmm. Hey, tore ACL and LCL. Like, got it. Okay, whatever. Not great weapons, you know. Got it. Okay, cool. Did you guys see Bill Barnwell's article from over the weekend? WCP linked it, and I think we all just missed it.
Okay.
Probably.
He was talking about on each team, what, all 32 teams in the NFL?
Sure.
And did it by tiers. Surefire Hall of Famers, guys that'll get there. And guys with work to do, right? And not every team had anyone or anything, you know, whatever. And he gets to the Bills, and he goes, surefire Hall of Famer, Josh Allen. Do you disagree with that?
No, sure. his numbers will be good enough. Sure, and
will be, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. And in the blurb, it goes, you know, Josh Allen has done X, Y, and Z, you know, statistically, blah, blah, blah. Mm-hmm. And he's the quarterback of the decade. When did the decade start, guys?
6 years ago?
2020?
2020, yeah.
Okay. And they go, he's the Josh Allen. Bill Barnwell said Josh Allen is the quarterback of the decade, though some would make a case for Lamar Jackson or maybe Patrick Mahomes. Guys, in this decade, Josh Allen has not been first team all pro one time. He has an MVP. He does.
He does.
That's a less in this decade than Lamar.
Yep.
It's the same as Mahomes. But in this decade, Lamar and Josh Allen have been to zero Super Bowls. And I know wins aren't a quarterback stat, but you want to know what? When it's 4-0, and the nothing is against two really good Hall of Fame guys, it does actually fucking matter. And Patrick Mahomes it's not just that he wins like in the early part of his career when he's got the best deep threat and the second best tight end of all time. We're in like year four plus of him being like,
Who's the first best? Gronk?
Well, people are going to say Gronk because Gronk blocks better.
Tony Gonzalez? I don't know who you're.
I think people have dropped Gonzalez bad. That's kind of a hipster thing, I feel like. But whatever. You know what? Okay. If you want to say he's third, whatever. Go Chiefs. Tony Gonzalez is ahead of Kelsey. Whatever. He's been to four Super Bowls. He's won two of them. He's been an MVP. And the thing is Mahomes doesn't just win when things are easy. He wins ugly. He wins when things are hard, and he doesn't just win games like we're talking big games, Super Bowls, AFC Championship games on the road against Lamar when they were like historically good, number one offense in the league, number one defense, blah, 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 blah. He wins when things are hard, and he wins late. They don't just get a lead and rest on the defense. Like, I think you guys might remember a few years ago. He's coming from behind, and he wins in overtime, and he leads drives, and he has that 20-yard run and that one throw on the drive. Everyone fucking, if you don't like him or your team is on their side, it fucking kills you. It guts you. Patrick Mahomes guts people. He rips their fucking intestines out. I don't give a shit how pretty Josh Allen looks dropping back to pass or running like at the goal line, like his 12 1-yard touchdown runs a year. That's great. I get it. Don't give it to James Cook because that's just going to make him want more money. And you've already paid Josh Allen. So I kind of get it on that end, but please miss me with like rushing touchdowns and stuff. And you know, Bill Barnwell knows it was a dumb, fucking stupid thing where he's disappeared for 4+ days. He made one comment going, well, great to see the Chiefs fans think I hate them and disappear. To sit there and say that from the 2020 season through, Patrick Mahomes is the third best quarterback in the NFL
and it was Lamar and Josh Allen.
Josh Allen was one. But you could make a case for Lamar, maybe Pat, maybe.
The craziest thing of that is, all right, the hate on Mahomes, all right. But you're talking, you know, Lamar and Josh Allen, both mobile quarterbacks. When you have I think he probably has the most rushing touchdowns from the quarterback position since 2020 and has been in two Super Bowls and won one in Jalen Hurts. How is he not above? I put Jalen Hurts above both those guys for this decade.
Lamar has been injured and not great.
He misses games with just the flu. He has won two MVPs. I'm not going to shit on Lamar. Like, he has won.
In the last 6 years?
Yeah, he won in, I think, in 23 and 24.
Okay.
Josh Allen got the pity one in 25 because they didn't want to give Lamar three straight.
Okay, fair.
But even in those years, he's miss games, he misses practice. It's and then the cherry on the top came out yesterday. Dan Orlovsky had his thing.
No, it's already shit. Orlovsky.
And it was he's judging, I think it was like he had like 7 criteria points. And he had Josh Allen as the number one decision-making quarterback. Everyone calls Josh Allen a gunslinger. If you're called a gunslinger, you're not a great decision maker. In his last game he played against Denver in the playoffs, great defense, of course. He had 4 turnovers.
Yeah.
You could make a case that 3 of them were fucking bonehead bullshit. The previous playoff game he lost to Mahomes and the Chiefs in Arrowhead in 2024, his first 2 passes of the game should have been intercepted. Go back and look at it. And the second one should have been intercepted twice. It was such a bad throw. And he had 4 fumbles in that game that just bounced because the ball it's a funny ball in the NFL. It's not a circle. It bounced right back up to him. Josh Allen's PR is so fucking insane. And I saw someone did the work on the Dan Orlovsky, you know, 7 points of criteria. He picked 10 quarterbacks for each one. If you added up all of his things, he only had Mahomes in like 2 or 3 of the top 10s. He has Mahomes the ninth best quarterback in the NFL. Like, I'm sorry. I'm sorry.
That checks out. That checks out. I assume he has Purdy in front, right? Like, Purdy better be.
And Herbs yeah, for sure.
Herbert, yes. Purdy, obviously better.
And yeah. It just so happened that, I don't know if this is a conspiracy theory or not, but people point out, wow, Dan Orlovsky is represented by the CAA agency. And wow, six of these quarterbacks ahead of Mahomes, they're all CAA guys. How weird. Listen, if you don't want to think Mahomes is the best quarterback this year, again, fine. I don't either. He's injured. Like, how am I supposed to know he's going to bounce back? But the all-decade thing, the best decision maker is the guy that everyone calls with reverence a gunslinger. No one would say Brett Favre was a great decision maker, and he is like the gunslinger of all gunslingers. It is insane the PR Josh Allen has, and it's driving me insane. And I don't ever want to see him win a Super Bowl. I don't think you have to worry about that. Josh wins one. Okay, I'm not going to get that upset unless, you know, he beats the Chiefs like in a crazy AFC Chiefs. I don't want him to win now. I don't care. I'm over this Josh Allen guy. Get the fuck out of my life. You leave. I know you look pretty running the ball and you look beautiful throwing interceptions. And when you fumble, I get it. It is aesthetically pleasing. Get the fuck out of here.
His wife's cooler than Mahomes' wife, too.
Ooh, who cares? Yeah. Great. Yeah, that'll do it. Ooh,
she was in True Grit, bro. What the fuck do you want?
Who cares? I don't even know what that is. True Grit? True Grit.
And Sinners.
He needs some of that grit. Oh, maybe he'll actually win a playoff game.
Yeah, yeah. Please pass it on.
Yeah.
Please,
she rules.
Please give him some grit.
Yeah.
God, it's just insane. I'm sorry. It's insane.
I mean, we are not above the, you know, you don't need to win to be considered great. But to a certain extent, if someone hasn't won three Super Bowls,
you're going to be the best.
Guess what? Tom Brady, not the most gifted passer that's walked the field in the NFL. Guess what? Look at his Super Bowl wins. He's the best. If you have decent enough stats as a quarterback and you win, you will jump. Like, you jump Lamar, you jump Josh Allen, you jump him. I'm sorry, you do. You win. That should be the top metric first.
It has to be some metric.
It has to be a metric.
Like, and again, like, last year,
King
when Mahomes
a lot like Aaron Rodgers, by the way, right now. Talk about ESPN's a bunch of hacks and
they are
no,
hacks.
No credibility.
Okay,
and
hey, everyone. What year? What was the second year the Chiefs played the Super Bowl against
the
Niners? Go listen to the internet. No. Just go listen to the international feed.
No, fuck it's, you.
Go watch, Bronca, go watch it on repeat.
It's Chris Fowler and Dan Orlovsky on the mic. And when Mahomes makes the game-winning pass in overtime, Orlovsky goes, "That's the best football player I've ever seen." And now it's like, Matt, you want to know what? Brock Purdy is better.
Yeah.
Give me a fucking break. Yeah. Give me a break.
You seen him, Dougie? Come on, bro.
Maybe Mahomes sucks from here on out.
Yeah.
Maybe he gets he's arthritic.
That injury, it might have got him now.
Maybe he's arthritic and all that. That's possible.
Yeah.
But to pen that article on like August 10th about quarterback of the decade and it's not Mahomes and you have him third. I'm sorry, Bill Barnwell. I no longer root for your weight loss journey. I hope it's terrible for you. I hope you get it on GLP-1 and it makes your bones brittle and it hurts and you break everything in your feet because you're so fat. Fuck you, Bill Barnwell. You're bad bald. Braga's a good bald. You're a bad bald. You are hanging on to that little strip right up here. You fucking
bald.
Piece of shit, Bill. Go
bald.
Fuck yourself. And everyone's nice to you because you're the nice fat guy. You're the guy that everyone, you're nice at the bar. You're the nice person at the work function. Because you're the fat guy, Bill.
He's Andy Reid. Is that what you're saying?
No, Andy's not a nice guy. Look at his kids. That guy.
Andy Reid's always the nice guy.
Yeah, he's jovial. He's jovial. Please let me make fun of Bill Barnwell unabated. Please.
Yeah. Sit this one out. All right.
Look at Bill Barnwell's profile picture on Twitter. That's the best picture you have, Bill. You got four hairs on the top of your head stringing down as you weigh 400 pounds. And I could say that as a fat person, but you're morbidly fat. You are disgustingly fat. You won't take your shirt off at the pool, Bill. You shower in a shirt, Bill. You don't even shower, Bill, because you want to know what you have to do when you shower, Bill? You got to reach for the shampoo, and that hurts your feelings. But that's not even as bad as you having to reach for soap and get the crevices, you fat fucking ugly monster, Bill Barnwell.
I'm only supporting King right now because he called me a good bald.
I'm rushing into Nebraska fan territory. I hope you get cardiovascular disease, Bill Barnwell. Terrible, horrible death, gasping at air when your CPAP machine falls off you, Bill Barnwell. Thank you for indulging me in that.
Yeah, that is...
The last 2 minutes of what I was saying, I don't actually believe.
Yeah, no, that was sort of Nebraska territory.
His hair is bad, but yeah. I don't want him to die. And being fat's okay.
That's nice. Yeah. Yeah. Okay. Well, thank you for walking that back a little bit. Yeah. You do use Bill Barnwell. I'll just be better. You know,
this has just been an episode of King airing grievances.
It really has.
Well, I had to come back to work from being off for like 6 days. It just made me really bitter.
Yeah, no, I hear you. That's what I've been dealing with that too this week, man. I took 2 days off last week, and it's like Jesus Christ, I gotta catching up is hard to do. All right, we ready for skis? 3 weeks. Until Oregon football?
3 weeks till Oregon
We're
football.
Under a month until there is Oregon football on our televisions and in Austin Stadium on the 5th. The 5th.
Remember the 5th of September.
And then, by the way, like, school's about to start again and shit.
Do you guys emphasize the second F in fifth?
I don't.
I go fifth.
Fifth. I say fifth. Yeah.
You don't go fifth.
Fifth.
Fifth. Do I?
I just go fifth, which is grammatically incorrect.
Third, fourth, fifth. I think I do. I think I say fifth. I think I do.
Yes, Booble. Lines will be back week of game one.
You know, I might say fifth.
Oh, week zero. Lines, no week zero, only Oregon. Week one.
I don't acknowledge week zero.
King, I might not do the TH. I might just do fifth.
Fifth?
Now that I'm noticing it.
F-I-F?
Yeah. F-I-F, yeah.
Fifthdom,
third, fourth, fifth.
Fifthdom,
yeah. I think I just do fifth.
Fifthdom.
I'm looking inward on this one. I'm gonna need to like reevaluate some shit. I'll get back to you on it. All right, Ski. 3 weeks.
All right. 3 weeks. Oregon football trivia. Whatever I decide. Game.
Yeah. Yep.
Let's see. We got a bunch. I got four things. Right. They'll be quick, though, at least.
Well, I mean, right, first off, four things with 3 weeks? What are we doing here, man? Figure out your fucking numbers.
I threw an extra one in there for shits and gigs. All right. Oregon is 3-3 in the football playoffs. Their three wins, who was MVP of those games? So 2015 of the two in 2025.
Mariota.
Mm-hmm. Mariota. There's two in each.
Because Florida State.
There's two in each game?
Two players in each game.
Mariota and Tony Washington.
Tony Washington? The guy recovers a fumble where the fucker just like gave him the ball and he gets MVP of the fucking game. That's crazy. That's crazy.
Then we got the JMU and the Tech game.
I'll say Dante Moore and Bryce Betcher for the Malik JMU game.
Was it Malik Benson?
Oh, Malik Benson.
There was no defense. It was Malik Benson and Jeremiah McClellan.
There you go. Because Benson caught two touchdowns in that game, I remember. Yes. Yeah.
And then there's the Tech game.
Yep. I'll say Maddie and Finney.
Finney is one offensive player now.
Give it to on offense?
I don't know. It was Dante Moore. You said it, but yeah. Well, it was Warren, Brandon Finney.
Way to suit up in that orange bowl, Dante.
I know.
Jesus.
And bonus question I found out. Who was the halftime show of that game?
Oh, they sing a song about drug addiction. Oh, it's killing me.
We use the term a lot
on
this podcast.
Wish you would step out from that ledge, my friend. Is it not that?
This is driving me nuts because I was dying laughing at that halftime show.
I remember you making a big deal about it.
You have to open it sometimes.
Three doors down.
Eh?
Is that it?
Third eye blind.
Right. Oh, keep the third eye open.
Gotta keep the third eye open.
Okay.
All right. Next one. There are four Oregon quarterbacks that have only lost three games as a starter. Name them.
How many are there?
Four of them.
That have only lost three.
Three games, yes.
Darren Thomas. Bo Nix.
Nope.
Oh, you're right.
It's three is the number. It's a, have lost three.
Have lost three total games?
Three total games as a starter.
As a starter.
At Oregon?
At Oregon as a starter.
Okay. Vernon. Because he was hurt, so some of their losses when he was hurt. Okay. How many? What's like the minimum games that they've had to have played?
There is no minimum. That's what's funny about it.
Okay.
One you should get. Two are funny. I put in there because I thought it was comical. I shit on this guy not long ago. Some would call him an all-timer, older player, early aughts. Oh, Joey Harrington had three losses.
Only three?
The other two, I
guess he did only start 2 years.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
The other two guys were 2-3 and 4-3, so I don't know, but they are recent-ish quarterbacks.
Justin Roper.
Nope. More recent than that.
More recent than that.
Yep.
Anthony Brown?
Nope.
Jeff Lockie?
Nope.
Tyler Shuck?
Tyler Shuck is one. He was 4-3 as a starter.
No shit. Oh, man. I'm blanking on quarterbacks.
Not Burmeister. No one said it in the chat yet. I believe he plays in the CFL now.
Dakota Prukop?
Dakota Prukop was 2-3 as a starter.
Son of a bitch. Ugh.
Yuck.
I hate hearing his name. He's been popping up on my Instagram feed lately for some reason. It's like this, like, he was cast aside by the Oregon Ducks, and he went on to have a great career. It's like, okay.
Now he's a tie cat.
Okay, yep.
All right, next one. Another one I thought was interesting. Who is number three in the all-time passing yards in a single game? I was shocked by this one.
Single game.
Shocked by this one.
So I'm going to guess Herbert's one.
Tony Graziani.
Nope.
Okay. Kellen Clemens. I'm just going to start.
Jeff Lockie.
No.
I know they put a point.
I like where your head's at.
That Wazoo lost it's, that one time.
I mean, that's kind of the mindset I think you should have.
Is it Mariota? Because Mariota's like 1, 2, and 3. Like,
nope.
Herbert, because he's 1, 2, and 3.
Nope. Anthony Brown and the nope.
No. Okay.
Ask the question. What's the question again?
Who third most passing yards in a game? I could give you the team.
They did it against?
Against Arizona State.
VA?
It's not Herbert?
Nope. I can give you the year or the decade. It was in the 90s.
90s. Jeez.
Brady Leaf? Not. It was definitely not
five?
Brady Leaf.
90s.
Not five.
Ryan Perry Smith. Yeah,
let's go. 468 yards. I was shocked. I don't remember that game.
How much?
What year was
468 yards in 96.
Jesus. How did I fucking remember Ryan Perry Smith's name? That was way back here.
I tell you, that was just a fun one. And that last one, the record for interceptions in a game is there's like eight guys that have had three interceptions in a game. Just name one. One guy that's gotten three interceptions in a game.
Cliff Harris.
This one's tough because none of them are very recent.
Okay. Mel Renfro.
Nope.
Jairus Byrd?
Yeah, keep going back there, and I think a little bit
farther back. I can't yeah. think of any Chad Cota.
Michael Fletcher.
Alex Let's Molden.
Say, no, there's four from 1990 to 2001, and everything else before that is there's a bunch before that.
Okay. Yeah, Shai Huntington.
O'Neal.
Herman O'Berry.
Yeah.
Herman O'Berry did in 1992.
Everyone remembers that classic.
Good call.
Really, the only one I could have, like, Anthony Newman did in 86.
Did he?
Huh. Yeah, then I don't, like, Steve Smith did it twice in 2001.
Yeah, like, yes. Against, like, USC
and Colorado.
Yeah. Fuck, yeah. Man.
And the Colorado ones were just lollipops.
Yo, he had a run. Yeah, but he shut the fuck down USC, man. That was awesome.
Yeah, and then Daryl Smith in 1990. I don't remember a Daryl Smith.
Yeah, that's because I think 1990 is a little earlier than our purview.
Yeah.
And then everyone
else. We may be old, but.
Not that old.
Yeah.
There were some ballers. This Jake Lecht did it twice in the same season in 45, and George Shaw did it twice in 51.
George Shaw. That should have been, we should have known that.
And Woodley Lewis is the other one.
Oh, Woodley. Yeah.
Dick James as well.
DJ is what they called him.
Dick James?
Dick James.
All right.
In 55 against Arizona.
Love it.
If Dick James played now, every edit would be like that kid who said LeBron James and just be LeDick James. And
LeDick James.
LeDick James.
LeDick James.
All right. That's Oregon trivia, week three trivia thingy.
Rolling into our list. Our list this week comes from a discussion we had in our Discord. Sportsbury and Discord, if you'd like to join that. It is the top three things you would give up to give Oregon a national championship. Top three personal things. So say the universe says, hey, if you do this one thing, I'm going to give Oregon, like God. You're having a chat with God. And God's like, I'll give you an Oregon natty if you sacrifice one thing.
But for how long?
Yeah, that's
a month?
Ever?
Well, it depends.
It can't be ever.
Maybe it's an ever thing. Maybe it's an ever thing. It depends on the thing. We'll make a decision when we give our lists. Like, how about
that? I'm going with the purview of a month, a full calendar month.
Okay. All right. You start then.
Well, I mean, that's kind of what it should take for Oregon to win a national championship. So.
Okay.
Am I starting?
Yeah, go for it.
I'll give up sex for a month.
Fuck you.
What?
Fuck you.
Okay, I'll give up masturbating in the shower before work for a month.
Thank you.
Is that better for you?
That's much better. Yeah. Y'all, I should. Why am I saying this, bro? It's been so long. Like,
no,
bro. So what are you doing, you, man?
What are you doing? You're an alpha male. Get on the prowl.
You got that mustache rocking now.
I know.
You have a good job and a nice pension. Get out there.
Go tomorrow
nice
night.
Bald head.
Tomorrow night, head down to the keg.
Go to the prairie schooner.
Prairie schooner.
And be a Gooters.
Go down to Shooters. I mean, yeah.
And go catch you some trim.
Just go get you the nastiest bitch you can find. Take a picture of her. Court her. Take her home. Fuck her. Get off the schneid. Once you get the ball rolling, it's just dynamic. You know.
All right, guys. All right. Yep. I'll just go bang some skank hoes this weekend.
I didn't say skank. I just said ugly.
What? Awesome. You guys are true friends.
is Slump Buster still like okay in this society?
It's a thing.
Yeah. It's a thing.
It's a thing.
All right. It's still a thing. All right.
You didn't find a coastie this weekend to try and break the slump?
Yeah, no. No, I was with my bros this
at the casino?
You had full Do you know how cool, you know how bro coded you would have been if you brought back a crabber and just went deep? You went deep sea into that sea urchin.
That's true.
In front of him, and you were just loud on purpose, just banging on shit.
King, were you not there at the coast when one of our buddies?
I was. Nameless person.
Yeah. Had claw marks on his. We saw him in the morning with just claw marks on his back.
Hit a crabber. Hit a crabber from the casino.
Yeah, exactly. Yep.
That's what's up.
Missed opportunity.
What's your three, Ski?
See, this is a different thing. I always kind of figured this would be, you have to give up something important forever.
That's sort of how I approach this.
I can give up pretty much anything for a month. Like I give up video games.
Trust me, guys. It's been a minute since your football teams have won something important. It doesn't hit as hard as you would think. The losses hurt more. The Chiefs win Super Bowls, and I'm just like, well,
yeah.
I don't have any friends
really
around me.
Easy
so
easy for the guy who is doing nothing but winning to fucking comment.
Apparently, I have a top 10 quarterback on my team.
Hey, man. I can't make these decisions. All Aronofsky. The rings are like blind.
Bill Barnwell.
I can't. I even have baseball championships behind
Where's
me.
Nick
now.
Like, oh, Where's Nick Wright? Where's Nick Wright? Save me, Nick.
Not only do I have a baseball team to root for still, but they win World Series recently. It's like, oh, cool. Yeah. No, this is so difficult. All right, Ski.
Yeah, like I said, if it's this, yeah, video games, yeah, for
forever?
A month. Well, forever.
No,
see,
no, go with what you were going to go with.
My number three would, I think I could go vegetarian
forever.
For my rest of my life for the Ducks to win.
I've done it for a month once.
I think I can manage.
This is the sacrifice he is making for us.
Vegetables get tedious, man. They get tedious.
I didn't say vegan for a reason.
I know.
Hella eggs. That's like,
yes.
You're just becoming an egg man.
Cheese
man. And that's cool. You could live that way. Yep. I'm going Xbox. Like, this is the sacrifice, Oregon fan base, that I am going to make for you. I play video games a lot. I would stop playing video games. I'm an Xbox dude too, by the way. So,
like,
games. You can't just jump over to a PS5.
Yeah, I'm on my PS5.
Yeah. Yeah. Or my Switch.
Yeah. God, that's a lot. I don't feel good saying it. It actually hurts my heart a little bit. Like, but yeah, that's what I would do for you guys. Yeah, no Candy Crush either, bro. No, nothing.
Candy Crush only. That's all you could play.
Yeah. Yeah, okay, yeah, let's make a stipulation, right? Like, I can still play video games, but it's Candy Crush.
So I think this actually works better more if we ask you, like, Brago, would you give up never seeing anything, any Batman-related thing for the rest of your life?
It's not on my list, so no.
Well, this is the new list. We ask each other, because we have to pose the question. That's something that actually you have to think about, because there's plenty of things to get up. Like, if you ask me, can I give up Zen or a nicotine product, I don't think the Ducks would ever win in a title. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I kind of feel that way with Batman too. I gotta.
So
be
that's
honest.
The thing. That's kind
I
of.
I gotta
the...
be honest. I'm really looking forward to what James Gunn's gonna do with Batman and the DCU. You guys, like, he's gonna bring in Damian Wayne. You guys, like, I gotta see it. Like, can't not see it. Sorry.
Like, this isn't a tough one because King has Rock. He has that guy over his shoulder. But if they hadn't won, it would be like for the Chiefs to never win another Super Bowl or a Super Bowl.
Well, I mean, I'd be like, I never seen one before.
That would be different. If Mahomes didn't come along and they didn't win anything, then it'd be like, all right, well, that kills one thing to watch for the rest of your life.
I'd give it up because I'm a Philly fan.
Yeah, that's right.
Yeah.
Big Jalen Hurts guy now and Nick Sirianni.
Ooh.
Brian Dawkins, what up?
That would suck. Oh. You would be such a douchebag. Oh, God. Oh, man.
I think I could pull off being an Eagles fan.
I think you could, too. Yeah. What does that say about you, King? What does that say?
Not great things.
Not great.
Nope.
So sort of along our lines, WCP said PS5. And I know WCP is a PlayStation guy. So giving up PS5 is a big deal. Booble's ad-free YouTube. Fuck, that's tough. The guys, like, I'm a huge YouTube watcher too. Like, if I didn't pay for premium, miserable. Just miserable, the amount of fucking, like, political ads they do and shit on
there. Oh, you can see a lot of Christine Drazen.
Oh my God, for sure. Just brutal.
They found their way into, like, the MLB. I always thought watching MLB, like, I'd watch the Red Sox on NESN. They used to give me NESN commercials, and they were fucking awesome.
Yes.
And now they throw in these I've seen nothing but Christine Drazen ads now watching
games. Foxwoods.
Meet me at Foxwoods.
Sports and Suds removed from the no call spam list. I still get spam anyways, so I could live with that. But yeah, I hear you. Okay, King, what's your two?
My number two would be intoxicants, whether that's caffeine, marijuana, or alcohol. For a month. I'm not doing it. I'm not doing the rest of my life. I'm not doing the rest of my life, guys. I hope to live a long time.
That might be one that I should, like, yeah, you know what? That's going to be my number two, is sparkling ice drinks. I genuinely get the bottles. I drink those. Every single podcast, you will see me drinking one of the caffeine ones. Like,
no free ads.
I hammer those.
So you can only drink flat water.
No, nobody's saying that.
That's what we're saying. Any water can only be flat water.
And there's nothing else as good as these. So I would be drinking, like, just, like, basic bitch, like, La Croix and shit. Like, those are boring. They're not great. So giving up this would be a huge bummer for me. Mm. So I'll say that's my number two. Yeah. It was going to be my left nut. But I'm glad I get to save my left nut. You only need one. Like,
you only need one.
Not having.
But you say you don't need it either.
Yeah.
You said you don't want to knock up AOC. What the fuck do you need it for then?
That's true. That's the point.
You want to be less fertile when you hit the prairie scooter.
Exactly. That's they're to bag a baby.
By the way, can I get an overnight snip snip? Like, can I do that real quick? Is that a Oregon Urology Institute? Can I get a stat, come on! I gotta head out there tomorrow. Let's get this done.
My number two, I think I could do alcohol
forever.
Forever, if need be. Yeah.
Yeah.
Drinking is.
It would be a pretty,
on the totem pole of my vices.
It'd be a pretty good excuse to not do it, frankly. Like, the problem is, like, every time you went out, somebody would offer you one because you.
Well, that's the thing. Golfing and fishing would suck.
Yeah.
But there are other things you could swap in.
Switch to something else. Yeah. You could do that.
Meth, you know?
Yeah. There's always heroin. Always form a coke habit. Like, why not? Yeah. It's really great. So, might as well. Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Okay, twos from the chat. Booble says caffeine. WCP says coffee. Along the same lines. SRAM, never watching the B-ball teams make the tourney again.
That's my number. Similar to my number one.
That might happen anyway.
You also met SRAM's number three was...
Yeah, did I miss it?
Won't walk past a single person asked for signatures or for donations for 6 months.
Oh, there it is. Yeah, I missed that.
Yeah.
So you have to do it. That's tough. Okay, number ones.
My number one, and I will do this. If Oregon football wins the national championship this year.
Wait, one more thing. Just added it. Sports and Suds will only buy the Fanatics Duck merch.
That's tough.
That's rough.
That's rough.
I just stopped buying duck merch myself.
Yeah.
All right, sorry, King. Yeah.
But I will do this. If Oregon wins the national championship of football this year, I will take public transportation to and from work for an entire month. I will hop on LTD willingly to catch the EMX to go to work, and then the EMX to the station and catch.
I was gonna say they probably got to take you down to the downtown station to.
I jump off
and get on a different ride. Yeah.
And depending on the time, you got to take the EMX all the way to the Springfield station. It's Ooh. a
That sucks, man. That sucks. Yeah. So, like,
I will turn that into content.
King, you just went so soft on this list. Like, I love you, bud.
Well, you guys are lying. Well, sorry. So okay, sorry. You guys are liars. You're lying. You're not giving up any of that stuff for your entire life. Stop lying. You're liars. Sorry, I'm being honest.
I would.
I capped it. No, you wouldn't.
I would.
You're not going to ever play another video game in your life. You're lying.
I would do
Stop it.
To get an Oregon Natty. To guaranteed Oregon Natty.
Stop. You're lying.
I would do it. I'd make that sacrifice.
No, it's not true.
Because I care
Santa's
about my
watching.
Friends.
Go do this.
Some of us
this.
Care about our friends, and some of us want to see everybody happy.
Sorry. Rooted in honesty. Rooted in honesty right here. Giving up for your entire life. Get real.
What? Oh, my number one, this is real, King. This one can happen. I will give up missing Oregon basketball games for the rest of my life. I will attend every Oregon basketball game.
But see, saying, yeah, we're doing the whole life thing. The real tough one is a month. Ski go month is at us in. That's tougher than video games for, you know. Just saying, I'm rooted in real.
No, him being forced to go to every Oregon basketball
that's
game
the worst.
Would suck. Like, that would be terrible. Like, you'd have to travel too. Like,
no, okay, no, that's not. Again, let's be rooted in realism,
come on,
guys.
Reality.
Come on. Why do I got to be the anchor here? You guys are just.
Mine.
Speaking
mine
of fantasy,
so my number one is like is more
Jesus.
Of a is not like an. It could turn into an all life thing, but it's a more of like a one time action. And I would walk barefoot through the homeless camps in Portland. I would do that.
I think taking public transportation for an entire month to work is
houseless.
Worse. Unhoused
camps. Yeah. Is that what you say? A person is unhoused. Is the camp an unhoused camp?
Encampment. Jesus, man. Did you sleep through Woke 1.0?
I appreciate you guys. Yeah,
fuck,
I'm never landing AOC at this rate. Like, that's So, sorry, guys.
Jeez,
you know.
Please.
Yeah, SRAM. Braga's okay with dying. Can't go that far. Yeah. I would do that for you guys. You know? Because I care that much. One's from the chat, WCP. Smoking ganja. Bullshit.
For a month or your life?
Bullshit.
Again.
Both. The answer to both is bullshit.
So reel it back in, folks.
You
slack. Pull it in.
WCP, you might die if you stop smoking weed forever. You might die from that.
CTE Benoit's still alive.
That's true. He's doing okay. So
have we asked if he's I wanted to ask if he's picked up the pipe again.
We haven't followed up.
I feel like that might be like enabling almost.
Join our Discord if you want to find out that information. Sports Brewing
picking
Discord.
picking up the pipe.
Pipe.
Knowing that guy, he's picked up a pipe.
That's my number one. I'd pick up a pipe. Boobles, women's reproductive rights.
We don't have them anyway.
Yeah, what are you saying here?
What are you talking about?
What are you saying here? You trying to make it so AOC can't freeze her eggs, bro? Is that
I'm
what you're
glad
trying to
they
do?
They don't. They shouldn't.
SRAM.
SRAM is actually good. That would be something that
clean
I would have to think about.
For a year. Yeah, that is pretty good. Have to be clean shaven for a year.
I mean, I haven't been clean shaven since I was 19, like with a razor,
down to the
flesh.
I've probably been about a little over a year, I'd say.
We should all do that next pod.
Completely clean shaven.
Yeah, all three of us. Just give it a shot. See what happens.
The wife really likes my current look. She'll definitely like.
Let's see. Oh yeah, WCP didn't mention edibles or concentrates.
Oh, come see, guys.
Can only smoke shatter.
There you go. That's what you got to give up. Only shatter for a year.
Oh God.
That's all you can do marijuana related.
So yeah. Disgusting.
Okay. That's it.
We got to see a picture of WCP's the length of his beard. I was just checking the Discord.
Yeah. Yeah.
Anonymity person reasons. You don't have to show your face. Just, you know, just we just need beard. To see the length of the beard.
Trim free for 4 years, he says. So, wow. Okay. All right. That's pod.
Did you give our movie?
I'm going to do that right now. So the final movie of Spielberg month is this week, and it is Saving Private Ryan. It is a Paramount Pictures production. So
Saving
guess what?
Saving Ryan's Privates?
It's on. That's the. Yeah. I mean, you can watch both.
That's what I watched.
That's what I watched.
Okay,
what?
Cool. Okay. Well, we'll be talking about like different movies, I guess, but that's okay. We'll figure it out. Like we'll maneuver it. Like who played Matt Damon? This character in yours.
Dat Maimon.
Oh boy. So Saving Private Ryan, Paramount Plus, watch that.
That's D'Anthony Thomas's
And by the way, join our Discord.
It's an inclusive movie.
Join our Discord because we put the poll up for the next director, so you guys can help select that too. It's John Woo, Michael Mann, and what was yours, King?
I think just Joel Cohen.
Just Joel Cohen.
I don't like Ethan. Yeah, I don't like Ethan.
He doesn't like Ethan Cohen, so not the Cohen brothers, just Joel. Yeah. What did you say? Because Ethan's his Robin.
He's his Robin. Yeah. Joel's Batman, Ethan is Robin.
I love that. Okay. All right. Thanks for watching. Thanks for listening, guys. Bye.